The fourth Sunday of Easter of the year of our Lord, 2024. A reading from John chapter 10. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Once again, the reading was from the Gospel of John, chapter 10. Verses 11 through 18. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. And today, as we do every year during the Easter season, we celebrate one of the most beloved Sundays of the church year. Good Shepherd Sunday. Martin Luther, while teaching on Psalm 23, summarized why this Sunday is so beloved, saying, "In this single little word, shepherd, there are gathered together in one almost all the good and comforting things that we praise in God." Indeed, from a young age, we learn that the Lord is my shepherd, and we may even learn by heart the entirety of Psalm 23. As children, and hopefully still as adults, we happily sang the simple hymn, "I am Jesus' little lamb, ever glad at heart I am, for my shepherd gently guides me, knows my need and well provides me, loves me every day the same, even calls me by my name." Into adulthood, we experience what it means for the Lord our shepherd to lead us in paths of righteousness. And we learn to fear no evil because the Lord our shepherd is with us. In the final moments of life, we hear again the words of Psalm 23, as we are led through the valley of the shadow of death into everlasting life by the Lord our shepherd. And even after a death, the Lord our shepherd comforts us, or after our own death, he comforts our loved ones, with Psalm 23 being an important element of the funeral liturgy. Taken altogether, Good Shepherd Sunday is beloved because the imagery of the Lord, our shepherd, comforts us throughout our lives. So when Jesus says in our gospel reading, "I am the good shepherd," there's a lot that comes to mind with that single little word, shepherd. Jesus Christ, the one we confess as our Lord and God, is himself our shepherd, who leads us, comforts us, and is with us throughout our lives. But it's not that word, shepherd, I want to focus on today. Instead, it's that single little adjective, good. Modifying shepherd. What makes Jesus the good shepherd? How is he good? Jesus immediately gives us the answer to this question. He says, the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Jesus is the good shepherd because he sacrifices himself on behalf of us, his sheep. He is the good shepherd because he lays down his life to save our lives. Less than a month ago on Good Friday, we heard these words from the prophet Isaiah, the 53rd chapter. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his stripes we are healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. And now today, in the first verse of our gospel reading from John 10, Jesus confirms that he is that one who carried all our griefs, sorrows, and iniquities. He carried all these to the point of death, even death on a cross, in order to take these from us. And in dying to take away your griefs, sorrows, and iniquities, he replaced them with comfort, joy, forgiveness, and life. Jesus is the good shepherd, because though you were a sinful sheep, Jesus knew your sorrows and sins, carried them on your behalf, died to take them away, and made you a comforted, forgiven sheep. As if that wasn't enough, Jesus is the good shepherd because he laid down his life for you on his own authority. And then again on his own authority, he returned to life. This means that nobody forced Jesus to sacrifice himself, nor was there any sin in Jesus which he needed to die for. Instead, he was the perfect, sinless sacrifice, who laid down his life in obedience to his Father and out of great love for you. Because Jesus laid down his life on his own authority, his death is your atoning sacrifice. And because Jesus returned to life again on his own authority, his resurrection is your resurrection. Thus, Jesus is the good shepherd because he was motivated to lay down his life out of great love for his Father and for you and other sinners. And because your shepherd died and was raised by his own authority, he gives you, one of his sheep, forgiveness and life, and makes you a beloved child of God the Father. Even more, Jesus is the good shepherd because he knows you and cares for you. As the very Word of God, he created you, and as your shepherd, he owns you. So as your creator and owner, of course Jesus knows everything about you. On the one hand, that means he knows all your sins, temptations, anxieties, and griefs. But on the other hand, this means he knows how to comfort you, how to help you through your temptations, and how to bring you joy. It may certainly cause you fear and distress that your shepherd knows all your sins, but because he knows them, when he lays down his life for you, he removes all those sins from you. and because your shepherd knows you and cares for you. He will not leave you nor abandon you to be snatched by wolves, that is, by the devil, by the world, or by sin itself. Instead, in laying down his life for you, he destroys the devil. He destroys sin, and he always protects you as a member of his flock. And even more, because your shepherd knows and cares for you, he wants you to know him. So he himself gives you faith to know him, trust him, and be guided by him in the pastures of this world, until he takes you to the everlasting pastures of the new heavens and new earth. Indeed, this intimate, caring relationship of the Father to you and all his sheep is part of what makes him the good shepherd. Finally, Jesus is the good shepherd because of his never-ending work to have all people listen to and obey his voice as the shepherd, to lead all people as their shepherd, and to bring all his sheep into one flock under him, the one good shepherd. Francis Pieper, one of the early presidents of our church body and a gifted theologian, wrote that there are only two religions in the world. There is the religion by which people attempt to save themselves by their own works, and then there is the religion by which people are saved by faith in the work of Jesus Christ on their behalf. So when Jesus says he must bring other sheep into his one flock, he's talking about working faith in people, bringing them out of their religion of works, and bringing them into the religion of grace by faith alone, in the work of Christ alone. This includes leading people out of the flock of the world and into the safe sheepfold of the Christian church. This includes finding sheep who have strayed from the one flock, who have stopped listening to the one shepherd, finding them and bringing them back into this fold. And this includes raising up ever new generations of sheep who are brought into the sheepfold, who listen to the voice of their shepherd, and who are given faith and new life in the waters of baptism. As I said, this work is never ending. But that is why Jesus is the good shepherd, because he never stops bringing his faithful sheep into the holy flock of the Christian church. And how blessed are we, especially this morning, to see all the work of our good shepherd firsthand in the baptism of little Cal. There at the font, we saw how Cal's sinful life was drowned and died because his good shepherd had laid down his sinless life in Cal's place. There at the font, we saw that by the authority of our good shepherd, in the waters of baptism, Cal was given a new, forgiven, everlasting life. There at the font, we saw that the good shepherd knows Cal, protects him from the devil and all the devil's works and ways, and cares for him as one who bears the name of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. There at the font, we saw as another of Christ's sheep was brought out of the fold of the world and was given faith to trust the good shepherd and to listen to his voice. And we joyfully welcomed Cal into this flock that is the Holy Christian Church. How blessed are we to see and be reminded of all the work of our good shepherd this morning, and to know that we have all the same things from our good shepherd as little Cal now has in our own baptisms. Thanks be to God that He is our shepherd. But especially thanks be to God that Christ is our good shepherd. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. To Christ be all the glory forever and ever. Amen. Having heard the word of God, let us confess our faith using the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, merciful Father, since you have wakened from death the shepherd of your sheep, grant us your Holy Spirit, that when we hear the voice of our shepherd, we may know him who calls us each by name and follow where he leads. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. May the Lord bless you this week, this weekend, this week ahead, and again the entirety of this Easter season.